A red flag warning has been issued for Riverside following a large wildfire that's burned over 3,000 acres. Officials are warning California residents to prepare for an early fire season. Reporter Katie Lyons spoke with fire experts about what people should expect this season.
The typical fire season is still 2 months away, but firefighters are already battling large fires across California. Riverside's Summit Fire kicked off the fire season in Southern California yesterday, burning down one house and leaving two firefighters injured. Today, additional fires are blazing through Camarillo, Thousand Oaks, and Ventura, forcing evacuations for residents and students at Cal State Channel Islands. Roger Lamoni is with the National Weather Service.
Normally in the summer, the Southern California is dry, so our chances of precipitation that would really make a difference in the wildland vegetation is very, very low. So that can't be counted on. And so the latest fire potential outlook from the Bureau of Land Management for the western states is basically above average.
Winds, a dry winter, and warm conditions are brewing up the perfect storm. Glenn Barley of Cal Fire says this could be a dangerous fire season.
The conditions are primed out there for perhaps larger fires or more fires. Again, we just have to kind of wait and see when we get starts and where they're at and how quickly we can get on them. Obviously, our goal is to get them on, hit them hard early, and keep them small.
Barley and Lamoni recommend being cautious of anything that could start a fire and to remove brush and weeds from around homes and buildings. Katie Lyons, Annenberg Radio News.